Our first scripture reading today is from the 40th chapter of Isaiah. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, that my way is hidden from the Lord and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Well, we have almost made it all the way through January. Just a week to go. Last week we hit the dead of winter, and now we're just closing January out, but I find that the last week of January is actually the toughest one. February is a short month, and there's Valentine's Day, and there's more sunlight. It seems to go by fast, but this last week of January always is a drudge for me. And especially this January. This January, when we have so many things to worry about, and we're just so weary of winter and all the stuff we've been going through. We worry about our families, we worry about our finances, we worry about school, the newest strain of COVID, we worry about the weather, and we're exhausted. It's wearying. We're worried and we're weary. And what are we to do? How can we find some peace here this January? Well, we could try hygge. Hygge is the Dutch way to wellness and contentment. You may have heard of it before. It's kind of gotten popular ever since we've had to be cooped up inside. Now, for most of us, the Danes for whom hygge is a way of life, we don't know a lot about folks in Denmark. I mean, most of us, the only thing that we know about Danes is that their dogs are great and their pastries are delicious. But the Danish country is typically one of the happiest countries in the world. And a big part of that is hygge. Hygge is both an attitude and it's also the actions that go along with that attitude. Hygge is a sense of happiness, coziness, contentment. Hygge is lighting candles and wrapping yourself in a knit blanket, sipping a cup of cocoa, and just relaxing with friends or family. Did you know that the Danes are the number one consumers of candle wax? 13 pounds per person per year. It's all because of hygge. Hygge, by the way, is spelled H-Y-G-G-E, but it's pronounced hygge. Another thing that hygge is hygge is playing board games with your family while the fire roars and the light snow drifts down outside. Hygge is dressing up in an oversized wool sweater with thick socks and eating comfort food like meatballs and Danish pastries. Hygge is every Hallmark movie you've ever seen, and it's half the ads that try to convey a sense of comfort and contentment. It's the Danish way. And if you're still having trouble grasping what hygge is, well, consider this. The Danish word for sweatpants is hygge buskers. Or as we like to call sweatpants, COVID work pants. And see, that's the problem. The problem is that what started out as a special treat, being able to lounge around all day at home and in sweatpants and just kick back and relax when the COVID crisis started, now it is getting old. We are hygged out. We are getting tired of just holding up and waiting for things to get better. Just seems to never end, especially this January. Just getting cozy and waiting for things to get better isn't working for us anymore. And so we're worried and we're weary. And that's why it's hard for us to hear the good news in Isaiah's words that we heard just a little bit ago. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Is he saying that if we just settle in this January, if we just wait for something to happen, that everything will be all right? That if we just get comfortable and can create the cozy setting around us, that somehow that will solve our problems and our worries will cease and our weariness will end? Is he saying that what we need is just a little bit of hygge? No, but it might look that way. And that's why a number of translators of this passage have tried to find more active words to express what Isaiah is trying to convey. So in the contemporary English version, in the New Living Translation, they put it, those who trust in the Lord. And the NIV and the CEB, they translate it, those who hope in the Lord. But the original is much closer to what the King James says, or the New Revised Standard that we read here today, those who wait for the Lord. Those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Waiting on, trusting in, hoping in is all good. But the key part is the Lord. We don't just wait. We don't just get comfy and cozy, drink some hot cocoa. We wait for the Lord. We trust in the Lord. We hope in the Lord. That's what Isaiah is trying to say. It's about the Lord. In the same way with that other famous passage about just being still and waiting that we hear in Psalm 46. And you probably remember it. Be still and know that I am God. And so often we focus on that first part, be still, as if this was some kind of instruction for meditation, or if it was telling us just create the perfect hygge atmosphere. Be still, chill out, and everything will be okay. But that's really not what this psalm is saying either. Let me read to you from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength and every present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. It's not saying that there's nothing to be worried about. Just grab a cup of cocoa and chill out. It's saying, don't worry, God's got this. I've heard it put translated very loosely as, knock it off, because God is God. Or, settle down, be still, because God's got this. It's the same thing that Isaiah is saying. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not grow faint nor weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. And that's why those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength and rise up on wings like eagles. It's not the waiting alone. It's the waiting upon God. Settle down, take a deep breath, and know that God's got whatever it is that's worrying you right now. Let me give you a couple of suggestions of ways that you can practice this God-centered huga, this waiting on the Lord. For one thing, you could start off by taking a media fast for the rest of January. If you can't make it for the whole rest of January, how about just for a day? Maybe even for an hour, for those who are really tied to their phones and media. Turn off the news and social media, because while comfy sweaters and candles and cocoa all just scream huga, the most anti-huga thing you can do is to sip cocoa, light your candles, have your comfy sweater, and then spend your time staring at your phone, getting worked up about what somebody has posted, or watching the news and being troubled by the latest on the COVID pandemic. So take a fast. Fast from that kind of media. And instead, do something that helps you to focus on God, on knowing that God is God. I'm not even going to tell you what to do there. But when your attention turns away from what's worrying you, you can focus it on God. And you can be still and know that God is God, that God's got this. One other thing you might try is just to embrace winter. Winter is a part of God's creation too. It is not some punishment that somehow we in the north have brought upon ourselves. No, winter is a part of God's creation. And for all the snuggling into their cozy huga dens and warming up by the fire that the Danish folks do, another part of huga is actually getting out into nature. So they'll put their big oversized wool sweater on, and they'll dress up in their boots and their mittens and their hats, and they'll get out and enjoy even the winter time. And when they do, coming back in by the fire and sipping that cocoa is all the more sweeter. So if you can get out here this last week of January, do it. Go outside, do whatever helps you just to breathe that air and be out in nature. Take a walk, go skiing, go fishing, ride a snowmobile, take a drive. And if you can't get out into nature, well, at least focus your eyes on nature. Maybe put out some seeds for the birds, or throw out some corn for the squirrels, or at the very least, press your nose up against that frosty window pane and notice how the sunlight sparkles upon fresh fallen snow. Embrace winter. Be still in this way. For remember that God takes care of you just like he takes care of those birds. Remember Jesus, how he said that the birds of the air, they neither sow nor reap, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Just look out and contemplate the beauty of nature, what God has created, and the gift that it is for us. Be still and know that God's got this. God's in control. Well, let me throw out one more idea. And that is simply to give it to God. Give it all to God. Consciously take your worries and your weariness and say, Lord, I'm putting this in your hands. And I'm going to trust. I'm going to hope. I'm going to wait to see what you're going to do with them. I'm weary, but you never grow weary. I'm tired and weak, but you are strong, so I'll wait upon you. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, there is a soldier, a centurion, who has a servant that he cares about, and this person is paralyzed and suffering greatly, the scriptures tell us. And there is no healing in any other place. So the centurion comes to Jesus and he says, "Please, will you heal this servant of mine?" And Jesus says, "Sure, I'll go to your house. We'll take care of this." And he says, "No, I'm not worthy to have you even come to my house. But just say the word and he'll be healed." He trusts Jesus so much that he doesn't demand that Jesus come and lay his hands on him. He doesn't demand that Jesus make mud and put it on his wounds like he did with the blind man. He doesn't even demand that Jesus physically comes because he trusts that Jesus has this, that he doesn't have to worry, that in simply bringing it and laying it before the feet of Jesus, that he will take care of it. And sure enough, by the time he gets home, that servant is healed. He trusted that all he had to do was put it in the hands of God. So let me challenge you to think about doing that too. Just give it to God. Just be still. Here it is, God. Be still and know that God is God. And he's got this. So, as we go through this last week of January, and as long as January has been, remember that there's a lot of ways that we can practice sort of a God-centered yoga. We can take a fast from media and do something that helps us to focus on the Lord. We can go out into nature. We can enjoy winter. We can embrace it. We can give everything to God. Or maybe we can just sit there in a comfy chair with a cup of cocoa and a candle and a warm shawl around us. Just remember that God is God. That the Lord has this. So whatever you do, whatever you choose to do this week, don't worry, wait. Wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. For have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youth will grow faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Let us pray. Lord, our worries are many. And sometimes when they seem to stretch on and on like a cold January, we're tempted to think that we have to take things into our own hands and that the world is falling apart and we have no hope. But teach us, Lord, to wait upon you, to put it into your hands and know that you've got this, to be still and know that you are God. Amen.